I titled this today's message, Lost and Found. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about Jesus getting lost on his way to temple. He was separated from his parents, Mary and Joseph. They were so concerned because they did not know where to find him. So they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After searching for him for 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers. He was listening to the teachers preach and was asking them questions. But when his parents saw them, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching." He replied, "Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be at my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he was saying to them. Today's message is about feeling lost. There are many ways we can feel lost, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Take my experience, for example. 4.5 years ago, my mother sadly passed away. Looking back, I felt lost spiritually. I did not want to go to church. I did not want to do anything at all. However, through my loving parents, I was convinced to go back to church. Despite the hardships, here I am today speaking the message about what it feels like to be lost. You may have gotten lost when you were younger, for example. Me and my family went on a cruise to Mexico. I told my aunt and uncle that I was going to the lockers to grab my stuff. However, when I came out of the locker room, I couldn't find them. After some time, I finally found them. I have been told that if you ever get gotten lost, you stay where you are. But we finally found each other and everything was fine. Was I anxious? Yes. At times, I still get scared even to this day at 31 years old. I can imagine the feeling that Joseph and Mary felt when they were trying to find Jesus. But God comforts the lost and brings me back. However, as we have seen through the example of Jesus' parents, this can take time. Each moment might seem like a lifetime now, but our faith allows God to intervene and to bring us back. God is a light that shows the way, even when we feel that there is no hope of ever being found again. Thinking back, I have also experienced of being spiritually lost. During my time of struggling, I didn't really believe in God anymore. Keep in mind, I have been coming to this church for as far back as I can remember. My family has been coming to this church for many generations. I wasn't into going during the time that I lost my mom. I was resisting God's call for me to come back. Now I attend church almost every Sunday. I finally have this feeling I can come back to God, and now I strongly believe in him. It saddens me to think that others are going through the same thing, losing their faith in God. Through my own personal experience, I can understand what they're going through. I pray that God brings them back to him. Now I'm more active into the church than ever before. I started helping Diane, who is our wonderful usher. She has taught me many things and what I need to know so I can serve here. Now I light the candles, I collect offerings, and hand out the pamphlets before service. I also have been volunteering almost every Tuesday to help out with pantry. I also have been helping my aunt and uncle with coffee hour. I feel that I have grown spiritually after attending our retreats. This involvement gives me the feeling of being closer to God. So in conclusion, there are many ways we can get lost, but through our faith, God will always bring us back. We are and forever will be his children. He will always love us, even if we do not show our love for him. Lord, we thank you for your guidance and for leading us back to you after we get lost. Amen.